Welcome back to the Rolling Forward Road to the Dome warm-up show. I'm being joined by Appleton Parkersburg football coach Aaron Thomas as we get ready for this first-round playoff matchup. Long road trip down to Wilton. We'll talk about the matchup here in a sec, but when it comes to, you know, the season as a whole, you go 2-6, certainly some up and down moments, but you get into the playoffs. What does it mean for you and the guys to, you know, have this opportunity in front of you to compete the postseason?
I think just a great opportunity, you know, to keep playing. And, you know, the fact we got the two district wins, and obviously, you know, we like to win more games than that, but it's kind of a fresh start. And this week throughout practice, appreciate the guys' effort, their intensity that they brought, and kind of just upbeat, knowing, you know, we're not playing at home, so we'll spend half our practice up on the practice field, then we go up to the game field for the second half. So just kind of some things like that have brought some good energy, and I think the guys' attention to detail has been good, and we know we have a big task ahead of us with a very good Wilton team, but we're excited to still be playing.
When it comes to, you know, bouncing back from the summer Fred game, you have many big takeaways from that, or is it just something you got to flush and move on?
Yeah, well, you know, we spent some time talking about the good that we did. You know, we were right there, you know, second half recovery, you know, the things we had for the Sumner Fred, we wanted to score first. We hadn't done that all year. We scored first. Then, unfortunately, they had three unanswered, but we scored right before half, get the onside kick. So there were some positives out of that, but we just talked, we got to put 48 minutes together, play a complete game, you know, to compete with this Wilton team. And that's going to be our goal and our challenge. Can we play our best football game of the year here in the playoffs?
Yeah, so Wilton, just looking at their offense, very balanced when it comes to the run and the pass, and a lot of varsity experience, looks like, as well. What's kind of your scouting report for these guys and what you're going to need to be ready for as far as defending their offense?
Yeah, extremely similar to Sumner Fredericksburg. Like, formational-wise, they are almost identical. Very good quarterbacks, you know, 2 weeks in a row. I would say the Keith kid maybe throws it more accurate than Sumner Fred's, but I would say doesn't take off as well. And, you know, Sumner Fred Nuss was such a good scrambler. I think their two running backs are dang near identical. When you look at Hassel for Wilton, so similar to Sumner Fred and what they did in their running game. But formationally, I think that was an advantage for us, just because it's exactly what we saw last week with the addition of Wilton will go no back, empty backfield a little bit more. They don't get in the pistol like Sumner Fred, but as far as for our D-backs and things. So taking some things that we can learn from last week to build off those. And again, extremely balanced. When I think Wilton's within 100 yards of their passing and rushing on the year. So, you know, they do a good job in building the scouting report. They don't have huge tendencies like, you know, if they're in this, they're going to run it, or if they're that. Their coaches do a very good job. So very well coached, and it'll be a big task.
And then on the flip side, what are you kind of hoping to get accomplished here on offense to exploit the Wilton defense? What are some of the big standouts there?
Yeah, you know, their district is all spread and everybody's all over, so we are a little different. You know, watching Dyersville, Beckman had some success running the football on Wilton. I think that was week 4 or 5 that they played. So we have to be able to, you know, value the ball, take the ball, consume some clock. I think that's a key for us. And to be able to do that, we're going to have to be able to throw it a little bit if they do end up loading the box or do some things different, which we may see, just because formationally what we do is different than what their district is. So we got to be ready for that. But, you know, here the ninth game of the season, our guys, we've seen pretty much anything I think you could see up front. It's just a matter of getting off the football, staying locked onto our blocks, and then for backs, we got to block for each other. You know, and hopefully, Benny, you know, we threw a little bit more last week. We do have to be able to take advantage of, you know, hopefully we don't get a lot of third and longs, but even on first and second, if we can get some play action and complete some passes, I think to try to get some rhythm, that's going to be huge for us.
It's always interesting when you see these playoff matchups and how far some teams have to travel, right? And I always think it's kind of interesting when you go to a place you've never been before, right? But an interesting opportunity to, you know, sit on a bus for a while. Yeah. And this is probably one of those games that the guys are not going to forget in a while, just because of all the things surrounding it and the long road trip and things, right?
Yeah, you know, and we're breaking it up. We're going to stop at Center Point Urbana, which is about halfway, and we're going to get out there and stretch and do some things on their field. And you know, we got some sub sandwiches that we're going to eat and do that, and then, you know, make the second half of the trip and then get to Wilton and, you know, play. It'd be a much better, much more enjoyable ride home if we get the W somehow and do that. But no, I think the guys will remember, you know, not having school. There's a lot of factors that go in, but the road trips with their buddies will definitely be something they won't forget.
And another interesting aspect, I just found out that there's a connection with the coaching staff at Wilton with Luke Thompson, a guy that I understand you know pretty well, right?
Yeah, Luke, you know, was a great player here. I think he was on the 2000 runner-up team. from here. He and I actually coached together at Union under Mark Hubbard. So a lot of experience with Luke, and a great guy. He's a great football coach. He's lived out there and coached at Wilton for quite some time. So it'd be great just to catch up with him. And I know he does a good job with our offensive line. So yeah, some familiarity. He'll definitely know our stuff and what we're doing. So, but it'll be great to see him.
All right, and last question as always, what are the keys to success? What's got to go right here against Wilton?
Yeah, we cannot have any, you know, turnovers. That's going to be probably key number one, I think. We got to be able to finish drive, score points. You know, they're pretty good offensively. And then the last thing defensively, we can't give up the home runs. We got to make them drive the field to throw some short passing game, really good screen game. We can't let a 5-yard game become a 50-yard game for a touchdown. I think if we could do those three things, you know, hopefully we'll be in the hunt here as we get to the fourth quarter and with a chance to try to win it.
All right, AP football coach Aaron Thomas, thank you so much for the time, and we'll catch you after the game.
I always appreciate your travel and coverage, J-Mo.
You bet. More of the Rolling Forward Road to the Dome warm-up show is next.